Hello and welcome to Starter Set. My name is Ed Sylvester.
My name is Sam Bradley.
And welcome to the show that takes you deeper into the pages of Dungeons and Dragons. Sam, before we get into the show with some lovely, lovely delights, would you like to tell the people where they can find us on our social media?
Absolutely. We're on Facebook and Twitter, Starter Set Show. We're on Instagram, Starter Set Podcast. And you can check out our brand new website, www.starterset.buzzsprout.com. And you can find all our shows there.
Brilliant. So, end of an era with, as we say goodbye to Enchanter's Corner, onto something new and exciting. Now, many of you will be aware of the release of the lovely, lovely book, Eberron Rising from the Last War.
It's a good one. It really is.
That it is. And as such, we thought we'd have a little bit of a look at the races and also the subsequent class that comes out of that little publication from Wizards of La Coste, beginning with
lovely
some lovely gentlemen or ladies, or maybe not, or maybe they may be one day, who knows.
Ooh, hit me.
Is that a clue? We're looking at changelings.
Changelings. Yeah, did we decide to do that before we'd done the show? Yes, we did. Of course we did.
Yeah, we did. I've got like four other change songs. Don't worry about it.
Oh, amazing.
I just put them in my pocket and just pull them out like spare change.
Oh, fuck, he's done me again, didn't he? Sylvester on the mic. Hit me then, man. What? Tell me about changelings.
So, as the name suggests, changelings are fantastic individuals that have the ability to change their appearance, right?
Useful in any situation.
Exactly. The fantastic element with these guys is it's very, very specific. So, it's not Mystique in that... Mm-hmm. She transforms and her clothes appear and transform and whatever. Which I've never understood, by the way, because I don't know if this is films or comics, but Mystique in films drops clothings of items that presumably she's made up of. So is there just a big pile of blue skin that she leaves behind each time?
I think it's like magic. Like, it just looks normal right up until she dies, because she... Well, you shed skin, don't you, as a human being?
Sure.
That's what dust is. So it's like, imagine a big old coat of dust.
Excellent.
Forgotten where I was going with that.
Already.
It's just like, it's like magic, isn't it? When a wizard casts a spell, it sort of stays spell. Jesus. Until the wizard dies, so.
Sure. Yeah, those that do, I suppose. Hey, man. Just pointing out some lovely plot holes in some films. There we go. Changelings. So they, as I was trying to say, so they can shift their appearance, but more importantly, they can't shift their clothing, which is quite tasty.
That's a nice little niche, I guess, that you could play in there.
Exactly. Many of you will also go, hang on, how are these different to doppelgangers? Ultimately, that is the big one, is the clothing shift, and typically you'll see a doppelganger as a bad guy. Let's get into their mechanical elements, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So their charisma score is increased by 2.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. And there's a nice, lovely little one here. So in addition, one ability score of your choice increases by 1. So...
Useful.
Yeah, so this is really tasty. It obviously kind of... personifies, that's the word I'm looking for, the shifting, the changing. They obviously will have some sort of form that they feel more aligned to, that may, and some sort of, I don't know, statistical element that is linked with that. Hey, it's Dungeons and Dragons, we make people out of numbers. That's literally the game. They mature slightly faster than humans, but have a similar lifespan. So, you know,
okay.
10 years old, yeah, fully nice. Grown. Which is an interesting thought process, if you think about it, because they can shift their change, shift the way that they look, but behind the eyes, it's a 10-year-old.
That opens up a world of hurt, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Gives you and vice versa.
Yeah.
So you've got a 10-year-old who looks like an 80-year-old. Mm. What happens when you have an 80-year-old that looks like a 10-year-old? Because they still age.
They... They ask for mints a lot, I guess.
To be fair, very, very early in life and very, very late in life tend to be a very similar sort of element.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there's a number of jokes here, but I don't want to alienate any of our audience, so call me corporate, but I'm not going to slag off the elderly today.
Fair enough. Yeah, so that is actually something that's quite interesting. Any sort of, as you get older, your joints and stuff get a little bit funky and things like that.
Oh, dude. Have you seen the movie? Shit, it's called The Orphan. I am going somewhere with this.
Right.
Where a couple go off and adopt a girl from an orphanage. Mm. They bring her back and she's like acting funky and she's kind of like really close to the dad. End of it. Spoiler warning. 3, 2, 1. She's an 80-year-old woman. She fucking kills everyone.
What? Well, okay.
Based on a true story. Yeah.
And there we have it. Our next changeling, terrifying bad guy. But mm-hmm. Hey, man, that's pretty good. I like that as well. That brings me around to the next statement. Changelings, they're either neutral or can go towards the evil side of things.
No one uses that power for good. It's not flight.
That's true.
Come on.
No, that's fair. Medium size. There's something that's interesting with the shape changing, that no matter the way you change the way you physically look, you'll never be able to go to a size of large or small. 30 feet, pretty standard. They do have some nice little elements around the proficiencies that they get that kind of link in with the who am I, don't really know kind mm-hmm. of stuff. So they get, they're proficient with two of the following skills: deception, insight, intimidation, and persuasion. And they get common in another language, which is kind of standard. The big one...
They're just like... Yeah, go on.
The big one is obviously the shape changer. So as an action, you can change your appearance and your voice. You have to determine the specifics of the way you look. You can adjust your height and weight, but not, as I've previously mentioned, one that makes you change. You know what I mean? So you can't be large mm-hmm. or whatever. And the great one with that, you still have to be two arms, two legs, one head sort of thing.
Makes sense.
You know, I changed myself to be an octopus. Can't do that, I'm afraid. You can do an octopus, but you'll only have four tentacles.
Well, people will feel sorry for you, won't they? They'll be like, oh, I'll bring him in.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know. I actually don't know if that is the case, because if you change to an octopus, mm-hmm. are you just going to be an octopus, but in the makeup of a human?
Oh, that would be horrific. I would kill anything that looks even remotely like that if it came to my door with a shovel.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Questions. So let's move away. Question, Sam, hit me.
So you said that they can't make themselves fatter or thinner.
They can.
But to a point.
They can make themselves fatter or thinner, but not to a point that changes their size as far as the game mechanics goes.
Got it. That makes sense. So you have to...
Yeah.
Kind of terminate your way through finding clothes and stuff.
Yes, exactly.
How many times a day can you do this? Poof. How long does it take? Is it a mind? Is it a melty skin thing, or is it a, you know?
So it's an action.
Okay.
So it doesn't take any time at all, ultimately, as far as we go for it. The main limitation is the fact that it keeps you clothes. So provided you're a guy that or girl or whatever, because they can change sex as well. You're an individual that walks around with a giant chest of different clothes.
You could have a bag of holding with a dress and a fucking policeman's hat and a fireman's shoes. I don't know.
So I think this is quite tastily brings us on mm-hmm. into a cultural element, right? Now, I'm not just going to recite the Eberron stuff at you because I think that's a little bit dull. Go and buy the book.
It's
read
dull.
It. It's a great book. and well, no, it's not dull. That's not what I mean. Did I say it was dull? I did, didn't I?
Shit on Eberron.
What a dick. I don't think the book is dull. The book is actually fantastic. What I'm saying is I don't want to just read you what's in there, okay? So I'm going to throw away the book.
Because that's the kind of high-quality programming you get from Starter Set. Ed's throwing away the book. I can see him.
It went on the bed. It's okay. It went on the bed. So the things that are quite tasty and interesting for those who haven't been convinced by that rambling statements that I previously made. Changelings, it's said, as part of the lore that goes around them, to have been created by the Traveler, right? Who, as... Mm-hmm.
The god.
Yes, who, as many of you know, will undoubtedly know, is the god that looks after the cleric in Critical Role, played by Laura Bailey. So that would be Jester. So there's a little, you know, accoutrement on top of your lovely meal.
Nice, like that. I didn't know what one of those was until you just said it.
Figuring out how a changeling fits in your world or your DM's world. The big thing to think about here is what happens to a culture where people can change their faces. And we're not talking just like, oh, you're one in a thousand. I mean, you might be like the last one of five changelings. But what if it's sort of a standard thing? Okay. One in five people you meet is a changeling. That you could never know.
I bet there would be a lot of in-jokes. Like, hey, Steve, or what appears to be Steve. Blue jacket. That went tits up, didn't it? And if he laughs, you've got him. Because there was never a blue jacket.
Sure. That's how you do it. You just create many, many jokes. Most conversations start with the statement, tell me something that only Jeremy would know.
He shits his pants all the time. Yeah. Get in. You're in.
It's like when they come back from... when they rescue Harry in Harry Potter, when they take him to the Burrow.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
Remus
yeah.
goes out and points at... I've forgotten the wizard's name.
He says, what was on my desk that time he came and visit? And Harry's like, not a human head, wink. And Remus is like, this is the boy. Get
That's
me.
Fine. He's fine. What the last thing that Albus Dumbledore said to me? Harry is the best hope for all of us.
Harry would say that, wouldn't he? Thanks.
No. He says that to... It's Remus and... Oh, God, I've forgotten the actor. What's his name? Doesn't matter. Whatever. So it creates a culture of inherent distrust.
Yeah, there's no privacy or any kind of... God, how would anything get done?
Exactly. So you go to business meetings, you get married, you know what I mean? Like, you could literally sit there and the way that changelings could potentially work and the way that sort of people talk about it is almost like they have four or five different lives. And from a point of view, if you have a look into our own cultural stuff and things like that, you read these news stories about... you know, blokes or women who are business individuals who do a lot of traveling, and it turns out they've got three families.
I used to have a cat like that who went to eat at four different houses.
Hey man,
he was massive. He's massive.
That's exactly what we were talking about here.
But here's the thing about changelings. Do they have a uniform look that they switch out of into others and back and out again, or are they
almost like,
I mean?
like a loading form?
Well, no, but like a stock. Here's how you're born, and then you transform into other people from that, and then you go back to normal. Or are they literally just an etch-a-sketch you shake, and it's never the same thing twice?
So the answer is yes. They do have a set being and face, which is described as being completely white, so almost alabaster skin, white eyes, and white silvery hair.
Ooh.
So that's them in the nude, to say the least. And from a point of character concepts and thinking along that front, if we think about how that could potentially work for, I don't know, for a changeling who maybe your character is in a romantic relationship or something like that, how do you do that whole, this is actually who I am? And that trust element that they might have with other people.
That white alabaster thing, they can change that. Oh, this is a nightmare. Because you can change all these different coloured alabaster.
I mean, alabaster is white, so
it's
just white.
He didn't have dirt on his feet the other day. I don't know. Do they wear clothes?
What happens if you get a tattoo?
Oh, you're fucked. Well, you can have a tattoo or not. This is mental. I don't know how anything gets done. Honestly, it would be fucking ass. Do you know what? I bet I'd get bored of it after a year.
What, if you were a changeling?
Oh, it'd just be fucking... I'd just pick one. Just pick. I'm Bob now. Aren't you a changeling? No.
Well, I think that tends to be the way that it's described from that front of... You have almost three to four kind of different personalities and personas. Mm. It's not, here's my thousands and thousands and thousands of different faces that I've collected. Obviously, you're playing Dungeons and Dragons. How and what sort of playstyle should you be looking at with changelings? I think the pretty straightforward one, if we're going to go down the nefarious route, would obviously be that of the rogue. Yep. Oh, I said it together, Sam. That gave me chills.
Right.
The Assassin. Great.
Ooh,
for that
I
one.
Like that, yeah. Bard?
Yes, the Bard as well. And I'm going to come on to the Bard, because the Bard is, as you guys know, undoubtedly, and you've gone back through this, each of our races sections, we do a Sam's character box. Well, guess what, people? This week, it's Sam and Ed's character box. Because I have a character concept for the changelings. Because guess what? We're making changes.
He's just left hook into the uppercut. Walked into it yet again.
We're going through changes.
No. I veto that in post in pre-production. So.
It's staying because I do the editing. Yeah, baby.
I almost said something then, and I'll tell you it after we've recorded the show.
Brilliant.
And it took all my strength not to.
So they link well with bards as well, just because of that charisma boost of +2.
Amazing. If you get the bards as well, just you talk your way into a nuclear war and back out again.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe. You're looking at diplomats and or assassins, really. Those are the big ones that step out. You'll obviously got those charisma casters, so you can quite easily do a good warlock build. Very straightforward. Sorcerer as well. The ability to kind of move that +1.
Sorcerer makes sense.
Yeah, because it's an inane magical element to be able to transform yourself, so why not make that an inane magical element that you can shoot fire from your eyes?
I mean, that I feel like I would get that would get more annoying.
Shooting fire from your eyes. I don't think it's sort of... Well, hang on, we're just doing Cyclops now.
That's not fire, it's concussive blast. Christ, Ed. No, I just think if you balls up with changelings, you're just like, well, why are you... Who are you? Oh, yeah, that's not me. And you sort of suck your thumb and pop, you're back into your old body. But with fire eyes, you sneeze and get that wrong. That is...
Yeah, that's true. But the nice thing is
so
if you do
paperwork.
Sneeze and fire eyes, you go, oh, crap, now I can change who I am. And I can go on the run again. That's another great character concept. All right, wicked. So I think we've explored changelings quite tastily, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go on to Ed's and Sam's character boxes in a moment, because as I'm sure you're all clamoring to find out what's going on with our training talks, specifically NOCAN. So, a few of you obviously remember, NOCAN, I sent him off on a quest to go and find a wizard to help him get back home to his peoples, because he went through the festival, the High Winter Festival during our Christmas time, which is much like Valentine's, except a little bit more physical, and he was missing a little bit of that from home, but still respectful, so, you know. Waiting for a time. So he's gone on a quest to find a wizard. Now, he sent me, God knows, he's adapted very well to our world already, but he sent me a letter recently.
He can use the postal service?
Yeah, he's figured out...
What?
He's figured out the postal service. To be fair, I think if you want to send a letter, if you turn to anybody in the street and go, help me send a letter, they'll go, okay. Or is that just me believing in the inane good of people?
That's true. I don't think that's how you measure the inane good of people. If someone, even if they were covered in blood, would I help them? Possibly.
I mean, to be fair, if you're covered in blood and going, can you help me send a letter? I'd go, I think there are more urgent methods of communication that you need to pursue, sir and or madam.
What if they've just got a bad paper cut? I think.
You're right. I take everything back. I apologise.
Anyway, NOCAN.
So NOCAN's NOCAN sent me a letter. Now, I can tell that he's... He can read and write, read common and speak common, but his writing ability is a little questionable. So this piece of paper is sparse on the wordage, but there's a lot of drawings, mainly in red crayon. I hope it's crayon at least. So it says, quest going well, no find wizard, send more meat. That's all I've got. So if anybody in...
No, how are you?
No, nothing like that. I mean, I'm assuming this is from NOCAN, by the way. But I haven't sent anybody else who's meat-obsessed out on a quest to find a wizard.
I I did put your home address on all the Reddit posts, though,
right?
So
okay,
you could expect several more.
Okay,
of
that could be a problematic occurrence. So basically, if anyone, any of our UK listeners, there are a few, if you are out there and you do see a beleaguered barbarian screaming at a postbox to return his calls, just help him on his way. Maybe give him a ham sandwich and point them in the direction of your local wizard. And here at Starter Set, we'd be forever in your debt. If you could let us know as well via our email address, which Sam will give you right now.
Starterset20@hotmail.com. You jumped that on me. I had to think for a second there.
No worries. If you could let us know how he's getting on, that would be great. Because, yeah, I'm not going to lie, slightly worried about him now. Wicked. So, let's get onto the character boxes. Sam, you can go first. Feel free, because God knows if you do the same concept as I do, I'm going to have to think on my feet.
He sold me a liner. I think he's got one prepared, whereas I have come into this authentically off the cuff. But here we go. This dude's name, or this changeling's name, is the White Wizard.
Oh.
And basically, what he was like a... he was owned by... a king. He was captured, and the king thought, I can put an electric collar on you or some magical collar, and I can zap you into, you know, doing all kind of ungodly horrible things that would no doubt scar a young changeling. But then homeboy gets loose, kills the king, and then takes his place.
Ooh.
But then they go, oh, king, thank God you're here, the war's coming. And he goes, oh, is it, right? Well, I'm just going to pop out the back. And he's like, no, you got to come with us. You're famous on leading the line. And he's like, oh, for fuck's sake. Okay. So he's off on a horse going towards battle in the face of another king.
I like that.
The White Wizard.
That's a nice way to start things out. That reminds me, actually, of a good point and something to look at for a little bit of inspiration for changelings would be The Witcher.
Oh, now I've just started watching this, so no spoilers.
No, that's okay. This is purely video gamey.
I see.
So within the world of The Witcher, there are people called Dopplers, which basically
sense.
Have the same thing. Yeah, have the same thing as changelings, and a few. Well, basically, within the games, there's a few points where you have the ability to place a changeling. A Doppler in a position of power.
Right.
Previously taken up by individuals who were a bit twatty towards those who were potentially different, ergo Dopplers.
Oh, shit.
So that's quite a nice one.
Hit me with your character, Ed.
So, thank you. So my character, believe it or not, I did come up with this during the show, and specifically after our lovely... changes.
Right.
I was expecting you to carry on again.
Oh, sorry. Make my change. I fucked up.
Changes. Right. Thanks, mate. I like it. So I am going to take some inspiration from real world legends here.
Oh, like that.
The masters of bards, all bards themselves, but the masters of the changing of appearance.
Okay.
So we're going to go with Mr. Bowie, because obviously he had several different personas that he used. Thin White Duke, Ziggy Stardust, various others.
Yeah.
I have got a big Bowie book, which has all those in. The big Bowie book. And also the lady herself, Madonna. Because her whole thing, her whole career has been, look at me now, I'm this person.
Yeah.
Look at me now, I'm this person.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, let's go with a changeling who, you know, is embracing his and or her changeling powers. It's completely out there.
I really like this already.
I'm the most famous changeling you're ever going to meet. They call me, doesn't matter, because I am the most famous changeling they're ever going to meet. Yeah, exactly. Even better, throw in a rival who is imitating yourself.
Oh, changelings of a change, but he's not a changeling and he's just buying hats and shit. Oh, love.
Well, no, he could also be a changeling.
He could. They could.
So you're sitting there going, no, that's my new one. And he's like, no, this is my new one.
No, it's my new one. No, I'm talking in a mirror. Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. And then eventually, this is how it all gets resolved. They throw on a concert for to support changelings who are trying to figure out who they are. And there's some charity work.
Going through changes.
They are going through changes. There's some charity work around it. And they both decide to put aside their differences and do a concert, much like our Real World Live Aid. I'm trying to desperately to come up with a pun-based thing to do with changelings and this, but it doesn't matter. And raise money for changelings in need. They call it...
Be the change you want to see.
Yes! There we go. I like that. Thank you, Sam.
Booyakasha.
And with that...
I really like that, man.
Yeah, thanks. Let's bring the show to a lovely rounded close. If you've enjoyed this show, as always, please do share it with friends, family, loved ones. They might not actually be who they say they are. Have you asked them? Have you given them, told them any secrets? They might be changelings. Just test. You never know. We've been Starter Set. You have most definitely been our listeners. We will see you next week. Roll well. Goodbye.
Do you ever think that there's only one of us that does this show and that we just zip zap and back and forth between the two?
By asking that question, doesn't that mean that... Oh, maybe it's a double bluff. Listeners.
Bum, 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 bum.
Listeners will never know.
Never know.